get excited, and the words of songs motivate me, and I like to move a little bit, and I always have to control that. But we used to get a kick out of that. I told him a long time ago, you know, Dad, it's like I should have been black, you know. I got that soul brother in me, you know. And it's just, I can't control it. My foot starts to move. But also thinking about my dad, when I was thinking about, let's respect the sanctuary when we're here for service. Amen. I know it's a multifunctioning area that we use for other things. But when we have service, let's leave the coffee and the water and all that stuff outside, manos. It's not for here. Amén, hermanos. No es de aquí, hermanos. Yo sé que algunos batallan con, vamos a decir, con CEO o cosas así, hermanos, pero todos batallamos con ciertas cosas. Pero yo más son dos horas, hermanos, ahí, desfuerzas en amén, hermanos. Porque llego aquí, I went back to Spanish. I get here sometimes during the week when I'm doing some things here or whatever, and I walk through the sanctuary and I find cups or empty bottles, water bottles. And it's just not right, hermanos. No, it's not right. This is the place of God, amén. The holy place, amén. When he said to Moses, you're on holy ground. Take off your shoes. You're stepping on holy ground. Amen, hermanos. So let's respect the sanctuary. Also, too, let's be respectful of the telephones. I have mine here. I know you all have yours. Most of you do. But let's be respectful. Amen. Don't pull it out unless you, if it's an emergency thing, you got to take care of it. I understand. But don't be over there texting and stuff during the church. I see it. And it disrupts me. It's disrespectful. I feel like you're not paying attention. And so the devil starts to attack me. Say, you're not making any sense. They're bored. They're moving on to something else. They're on Snapchat. They're looking at some other service. They're logged on to another service. So let's be respectful. Okay, vamos a respetar, hermanos. Ahí con los cell phones, vamos a ponerlos a un lado, hermanos. Yo sé que a veces hay una emergencia, entiendo eso. Salgas, hermanos, a hacer esa llamada o lo que sea, pero no estén ahí en el Facebook, hermanos, por favor. Amén. No sé si están diciendo eso, pero a lo mejor sí, no sé. Pero de aquí se mira muchas cosas, hermanos, y ofende, hermanos, y molesta, porque yo estoy aquí y me imagino la misma cosa con Gabriel, hermano Gabriel, y te hace sentir como que no están interesados. Y Satanás está listo para pelear, ahí atacarnos. Amén, hermanos. Y no le vamos a dar lugar, hermanos. We're not going to give the devil any room, okay? So, God bless you all. I love you all. I say it in the love of God because we got to remember those things. Amen? Amen. And respect the thing. God bless and congratulations to Brother James. Amen. Amen. Our Bible trivia champion. Amen. Happy birthday to Felicity yesterday. Amen. And just God bless every one of you. Dios bendiga a cada uno de ustedes. Las clases pueden ser despedidas. Amen. The classes, the ones who have class this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Bueno, estar en la casa de Dios, hermanos. Y no se me entristean, hermanos, ahí porque es importante estar aquí alabando a Dios. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord to praise God. Don't get sad. Don't get discouraged. You know, it's always a good time to check ourselves. Again, you listen to the songs, and where are you when it comes to some of those things? Do you, when you're in the desert, do you praise God? When you're going through a struggle, are you saying, I'm going to still praise you? When you're sick, are you going to say, I'm not going to die, I'm going to still praise him? Where are you? Examine yourself. Where are you? Examinar los manos, cuando dicen las palabras ahí, que en el desierto no voy a, me voy a gozar. ¿Voy a tener fiesta? ¿En el desierto vas a tener fiesta? Okay. All right. Pero ¿dónde estás? Cuando de veras estás en el desierto. ¿Estás triste? ¿Estás batallando? Me imagino que sí, muchos de nosotros pasamos por eso. Pero eso, y batallamos, hermanos, cuando estamos pasando por el desierto. Pero acuérdate, hermanos, que no puedes estar en ese estado. Tienes que decir, no voy a dejar que esto me pase. I'm not going to let the desert time get me discouraged, amen. I'm not going to let this take me away from praising God. He's still God. He's the same God, como dice el canto, in the valley as he is in the mountain, amen. Es el mismo Dios, hermano, ahí en lo bajo, en lo alto, hermano, es el mismo Dios. No ha cambiado, hermano, y merece nuestro amor y nuestro deseo de servirle, amén. Y hacerle caso a su palabra. Le tenemos que hacer caso a la palabra de Dios. We got to listen to the word of God and listen to what he's telling us to do. A los detalles de Dios, de la palabra de Dios. We got to listen to the details of what God has us to do, wants us to do. Details. Because it's not just good enough saying, I got you, and then not follow through with the total of what he wants us to do. No más decir, ahora sí entiendo, y no te metes a los detalles de lo que quiere Dios en tu vida. O te dice completamente lo que quiere y no le haces caso a todo lo que dice. Amén.
You got to listen to all the details and do the details. I was building the bunk beds for Zion and Zara and the future grandkids, Lord willing, there at the house, and I opened the instruction manual or the instructions, and there were just pictures. Pictures, and it was a lot of like all this mess. No like word for word, like, you know, take this piece and put them together. It was just pictures. I told her, I go, this is terrible. And it's like, how I'm gonna build this wrong. There's no way around. I'm gonna build it wrong. So ahí cuando estaba ahí armando las camas para los nietos, hermanos, cuando abrí ahí las instrucciones y estaba viendo, no tenían palabras, más retratos. Y yo estaba pensando, ¿cómo que esperan que? A mí, como cinco cajas, manos llenas de cosas. ¿Cómo voy a saber cómo armar esta cosa? La voy a hacer mal, algo va a quedar mal. Pero ya cuando me metí a los detalles y comencé a entender todo ahí, manos, sin letras, sin ahí, pero yo más entendiendo, metiéndome a estudiar, comencé a entender lo que me querían decir. Pero me tuve que meter en otro estado, otro pensamiento. So at the beginning, you know, I was like overwhelmed. I'm like, there's no way. I got like 5-6 boxes here with all these parts. I just got pictures to go by. I'll show you guys the instructions. You guys would say the same thing. Like, there's no way. I mean, there's not like get, because they had them numbered, right? Like, they didn't say like get part number one and number two and put them together. They didn't even say that. But they said, here's one, two, three. They're just like, okay, well, that's great. But how do I go? But as I started to study them, and to pay attention and to actually want to know, I started to understand. And then the puzzle became clearer. And now it wasn't so difficult, and I was able to build the bed, or, you know, the beds without any trouble. But at first I was like, it's too much. And that's sometimes how the Word of God feels to us. Amen. It's too complicated. It's like, I don't understand, and I don't get it, but put your effort into it. Search the Scriptures. Ask God for clarity. Quit making excuses of why it can't be done and realize it can be done. And you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish. Amen. So la cosa, cuando te metes ahí, porque muchos de ustedes piensan, pues yo no entiendo la palabra, es mucho para entender, y no, mejor ni más le voy ahí a medias, o no le voy a hacer, no le voy a buscar, porque no, es mucho. Hermano, te lo garantizo, hermano, si buscas, le pides a Dios. La palabra dice, pídele, te va a dar. Busca y vas a encontrar. Si le pones todo tu corazón, vas a encontrar la verdad, hermanos. Vas a saber lo que Dios quiere de ti. Amen. So if we turn to 1 Samuel 15:1, bear with me, my mouth is so dry right now. I'm not going to listen to it. It says 1 Samuel 15:1. Praise the Lord. It says, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Amen. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Amén, hermanos. Todo van a destruir. Es lo que le está mandando la palabra de Dios. Destruyen todo, completamente todo. Amen. Verse 4. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Amen. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Ahora, hermanos, llevaron, se trajeron el rey. Los demás, la gente destruyeron, pero se trajeron el rey. Amen. And then, but Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep. And the best, lo mejor de las ovejas, hermanos, no las mataron en ese momento. And the oxen, and the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good. And all that was good. And would not utterly destroy them. And would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refused, they destroy and, or whatever. Oh, destroyed utterly. Okay, I didn't see the, okay, destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he turned back from following me. He's turned back from following me. That's heavy. Eso está pesado, hermanos. Porque Dios lo vio como que se iba volteado, hermanos, de seguirlo. Pero él estaba pensando que estaba haciendo una cosa bien. He thought he was doing something good. Saul did, but God is saying, he has turned from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. It bothered Samuel. He understood the impact. Él sabía, hermano, Samuel aquí sabía lo que iba a pasar. Y le dio mucha tristeza. It hurt him. Verse 12. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. And Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. I'm in the right place. I'm doing what God has asked me to do. I've completed the task. El pensamiento de él, hermanos, en ese momento estaba ahí. Que Dios te bendiga, hermanos. Samuel. Ha hecho lo que Dios me ha mandado. En su corazón es lo que él pensaba, hermanos. He truly thought in his heart that he was gratifying God. He embraces, he's telling, hey, brother, here it's me, and I've done what God has asked me to do. Verse 14. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? What is the sound that I'm hearing then? I'm hearing something that I'm not supposed to be hearing. Something's going on here. You're telling me you've done what God has told you to do, but I'm hearing something that you're doing that's not you're not supposed to be doing. How many times in your life you think you're gratifying God, but there's something in your life that you're not supposed to be doing? And it's right there. And he's sitting there. He's hearing it too. Saul and Samuel are both hearing it, but one of them is deaf to it. Los dos están allí con los animales. Uno, Samuel, está escuchando. Y pues, si dices que eres cristiano, ¿por qué estás haciendo algo más? Algo que no te conviene. ¿Piensas que estás agradando a Dios en este momento? Amén. Verse 15. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. They. Y como muchos de nosotros, le echamos la culpa a los demás. Es que mis hermanos me ofendieron. Es que mi vecino me hizo enojar. Por eso no estoy teniendo la voluntad tuya. Es que mi esposo, mi esposa, mi hijo, mi hija, ahí estamos con los achaques todos, hasta no se terminan los achaques, hermanos. The excuses don't end, right? The first thing, so now he realized, uh-oh. And so he said, well, they are the ones that brought it. He's talking to the people that were following him. Say they brought him excuses of why he didn't fulfill God's word. Like sometimes we do. We say, well, you know what? My wife made me mad, or my husband made me mad, or you know, my neighbor got me upset, and I acted that way. And you know what? Hey, they shouldn't have crossed those bounds, those boundaries. You justify not accomplishing what God has asked you to do. Excuses, put it on somebody else, right? This is what he's saying. For the people spared the beast of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Oh, now he's pretty. Now he's putting lipstick on that pig. Ahora está tratando de limpiarlo, hermanos. Es que queremos traer esos animales para sacrificarlos a Dios. Estamos haciendo una cosa, le estoy echando la culpa a ellos, pero también es tener un buen propósito. We got a good reason why we're not listening to you, God. I've got a good reason why I'm not doing your commandments, God, because I've got other plans. They're a little different than what you told me to do, but trust me, the end result's going to be good. Oh, man, come on. We now become smarter than God. Dios ya tenía un plan, ya tenía un mandato, hermanos, y esas se fueron a otro lado pensando que estaban agarrando a Dios. Como muchas veces nosotros, hermanos, le sacamos vuelta pensando que nosotros sabemos más que Dios. Vamos a hacerle caso a Dios, hermanos, y van a ver que las cosas van a cambiar mejor. Amen. Listen to God and things will go better in your life. Amen. To sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Half and half. 50-50. Lukewarm. A medias, hermanos. A medias no trabajan las cosas de Dios, hermanos. I'm sorry. Lo siento mucho, pero no trabaja así, hermanos. Le tienes que hacer caso a la palabra de Dios. Ya cuando voluntariamente te sacas de hacer caso a Dios, hermanos. Ya todo cambia, hermanos. Y Dios no quiere ahí a medias, hermanos. Dios no quiere ahí que alguien esté ahí medio caliente, medio frío. No, no, no. Dios nos quiere caliente, hermanos. Amén. Aleluya. Verse 16. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. Oh, you know what? Let's go back. I wanted to point out something real quick. To sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. It's interesting that he says that. Because now he's like I'm not even connected to him. Yo no estoy conectado con tu Dios. Ahora como que se está separando de eso, hermanos. Sin saber, no sé si entendía lo que estaba diciendo, pero ahora dice tu Dios. Amén. Y no hay una relación ahí. There's not a relationship there. That's like, you're dead, you don't even know you're dead. Estás muerto sin saber que estás muerto. Ya estás hablando de el Dios, para Dios tuyo. Te convenía cuando lo estabas usando, estabas haciendo cosas y estabas ahí agarrando a Dios. Pero ahora, como están las cosas más graves, te estás separando. No estás conectado con él. Amén. Y eso aquí es una cosa que quería ahí mencionar. Amén. Verse 16 again. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he saith unto him, say on. Verse 17. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thy own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? He had a connection with God. Tenía una conexión con Dios. Ese mismo Dios que dijo a tu Dios. Amen. Verse 18. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Verse 19. Wherefore this then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. You've done evil. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. He's thinking he's done. What are you supposed to do still? Está pensando en su mente, hermanos, que está bien. Que le ha hecho caso a la palabra de Dios. He still thinks he's been obedient. How many times do we think we're still obedient when we're not? Examine yourself. Examine yourself where you are with God. Examinando, hermanos, donde estamos con Dios. Amen. Porque aquí está, hermanos, le están hablando, hermanos. Le están ahí corrigiendo, te están, y todavía no se le prende el foco, hermanos, porque está en la oscuridad. No está viendo que ha hecho un error, ha pecado contra Dios y no entiende. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. No, you haven't. And have gone the way which the Lord sent me. And have brought, and then he says, and I brought Agag. Wait a minute. He said everything. And I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. So it's like, doesn't even make sense, right? Doesn't even, the explanation, no se está ahí con la misma plática, se está descubriendo él mismo. No, pero no mira. Qué locura, no, hermanos. Pero llegamos a ese punto. We get to that point in our life. Amen. Sin is right there, and you don't even recognize it's there. Amen. Llegamos a ese punto por lo que está el pecado allí, hermanos, y no te das cuenta que estás en el pecado. Estás pensando que estás bien y estás bien mal. No le estás haciendo, no le estás agradando a Dios. You're not gratifying God. You can sit there and raise your hand, clap your hands, do all that. Some of you don't even do that, but you can do all that. But if you're not doing what God's asked you to do, you're not gratifying God, amen? Amen. Now, don't get discouraged on me. Just let's go along here, amen? Verse 21. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice them unto the God, thy God of Gilgal. Verse 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifices, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. Es mejor obedecer la voz de Dios, hermanos, que los sacrificios. Puedes estar ahí, hermanos, con muchos achaques, con muchas razones, hermanos, tratando de justificarte. Pero si no estás haciéndole caso a la palabra de Dios, a los detalles de la palabra, los mandatos, no estás agradando a Dios. It might be a tough pill to swallow this morning, but I tell you what, you can justify yourself all day long. Hey, but God, I struggle with this, but I try. And you know, God, you know that I go to church and I do this and I do that. And it doesn't matter. Because he will not give us more than we can handle. No lo va a dar más que lo podemos resistir, hermano. Es lo que dice la palabra de Dios. Amen. Pero cuando estás ahí, es que no puedo, es que ya sabes cómo soy. Soy bien cadujudo, Dios. Las palabras se me salen, no puedo controlarlo, pero estoy trabajando. No, contrólalo ya. Amen. ¿Qué pasa? Estás ahí, nunca vas a crecer si no te vas a estar ahí con ese deseo de cambiar. Y parar de ponerle ahí a razón o tratar de justificarte. La palabra de Dios dice, todo es posible con Dios. Amen. Y no nos va a dar más que lo que podemos resistir, hermanos. Si estás ahí diciendo, no puedo, es que no quieres. Come on. Amén. Can I hear you? Amen, hermanos. Because that's the truth. Amen. Sí se puede, hermanos. Con Dios todo es posible, hermanos. No hay nadie más como Dios, hermanos. El canto, hermanos. No hay nadie como Él. Él nos saca, hermanos, Él nos levanta, Él nos da las fuerzas, hermanos, y los cambia, hermanos. Cuando cayó el Espíritu Santo ahí con los discípulos, hermanos, ellos cambiaron. Ahora el que estaba ahí con miedo, lo estaban negando, ya no era el mismo. Cambió de un momento a otro, hermanos. Peter, you know, when the Holy Spirit came down and touched those disciples, they became different people. I mean, the people, the one that was running, the one that was scared, the one that denied him, you know, that man changed from one moment to another. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came into his life and it changed that man forever. What's your excuse? What's my excuse? Come on. If we listen to the word of God, trust in his word, we're going to change. But if you're doing this, you know, stiff-arming and blocking, pues, come on. ¿Qué esperamos, hermanos? Pero sí podemos en Cristo, hermanos, si le damos lugar, hermanos, para tener esa victoria. Amén. Colosenses, hermanos. Colossians, amén. Praise the Lord. 3:22. It says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye serving or men's pleasures, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Amén. And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as the Lord and not as to the Lord and not unto men.
Amén. Con un deseo, una querer, amén. Vamos a hacer las cosas de Dios.
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Amén. Do it all, hermanos. Vamos a hacerlo todo, hermanos. Y no más para agradar el hombre, hermanos. Porque podemos estar allí jugando iglesia, lo podemos aparentar como hacemos algo, hermanos. Pero Dios sabe todo. Él sabe todo, Él sabe el corazón, cómo está pensando el corazón, hermano. Y si no estás agradando a Dios, pues no, de nada sirve. It doesn't do you no good to fake it. You know, the whole fake it till you make it. That doesn't apply in church. Because you ain't going to make it. If you fake it, you ain't going to make it.
Amen,
hermanos. Because you got to do what God's asked you to do. You got to be in all things. And then not just put on a front. No vamos a más aparentar, pero a trabajar más para hacer lo mejor a Dios. Amén. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amén. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amén.
In everything give thanks. So you see, he told him, go and destroy everything.
Le dijo a Saúl, ve y destruye todo. Ahora le dice a nosotros, en todo, agrádame. En todo.
Los detalles, hermanos. The details. He didn't say, now bring back the king and bring back the best sheep. No, no, and destroy them all. And now he's telling us, in everything, give thanks.
Amen.
What do you mean? When I'm without a job?
Amen.
When I'm having a bad day?
Help us, God.
When my tooth hurts?
Amen.
Amen. When my tummy hurts? I got to give thanks.
Amen.
When my car won't start?
Amen.
Amen. When things are going wrong, I got to give him thanks? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else to tell you.
See.
Sí. En todo, hermanos. ¿Qué es diferente de esto y lo que pasó Saúl, hermanos? What's the difference between this for us and what Saul went through? What's the difference? ¿Qué es la diferencia, hermanos? Los detalles, lo que dijo Dios, en todo. Ve y destruye todo. Tu enemigo de depresión. Tu enemigo de coraje. Tu enemigo de duda. Destruyelo todo. Because he's telling us that. ¿Cómo lo vas a destruir? En dando de gracias.
Amen.
Woo! Come on! Come on! He tells us the same thing. Destroy your enemy of anger. Destroy him. I need you to go over there and destroy the enemy of anger. The enemy of depression. The enemy of hurt. The enemy of lack of faith. Go and destroy all of it. And don't bring none of it back. Oh, but I'm bringing this one, look. Because you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to do my... No. I told you to destroy it.
Amen.
How are you going to destroy it? By giving him thanks.
Amen.
When you're going through it.
Amen,
hermanos. Dando de gracias, hermanos. Estás pasando por este problema. Amen, hermanos. Y van a cambiar las cosas. Come on. We hear the story of the chains coming off. We hear the story of miracles happening. Those can happen to us, and they've happened to us.
Amen.
But you got to give him thanks. Amen.
In
everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Esta es la voluntad de Dios en Cristo, hermanos, que nos para todos nosotros. No estés ahí. No creo que eso era para mí. No, just in case, go back, brother. Just in case you're thinking it didn't belong to me. That's not for me. It says, this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you.
It's
for all of us.
Amen.
Es para todos, hermanos. ¿Qué? Qué bonito es Dios, ¿ah?
¿Eh?
Aquí no está separando a nadie. No, es para todos.
Woo!
That's good.
Yeah.
It fits us all like a glove.
Amen.
Es para todos, hermanos. So, gracias a Dios por eso. Amén. Y luego vamos a seguir. Verse 19. Quench not the spirit. Lo que pasa, hermanos, cuando te metes a otras ideas, otras opiniones, a tratar de ahí cambiar como lo que Dios quiere en ti, comienzas a matar el Espíritu Santo, hermanos. Tú comienzas a callar en tu vida. You start to kill the spirit in your life when you start to tell them, no, 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 not right now. I'm not going to listen to you right now. Saul was, what do you mean? I did everything that God told me to do. What is it that I'm hearing? I'm hearing lies. I'm hearing disobedience. What do you mean you did everything what God told you to do? So you start to kill the voice that talks to you. Amen. Verse 20. Despise not prophesying. Notes ahí, despreciando, hermanos, la palabra de Dios, la predicación. Porque a veces nos ofende, hermanos. Yo entiendo, yo he estado ahí, hermanos. Y a veces estoy ahí y te molesta, estás ahí incómodo porque ay, eso se me la está tirando. No, hermanos, no los conozco. Amén. Me estoy hablando a mí mismo. Créemelo, hermanos. No quería traer el mensaje. Porque me estaba dando, hijo, eso. No, le voy a sacar vuelta. No, 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 vete para atrás para allá. Trust me, it's uncomfortable for me. I was thinking about, you know, when we were singing there, I was thinking, man, you know, that's what I love about being in church. Because I don't even realize that I could be a little bit dry until I get here. And I realize, you know what, I need this. This is where I need to be. Aquí tengo que estar, hermanos. Me doy cuenta, hermano, yo más estando ahí parado, cantando, hermanos, gozándome, me doy cuenta que yo pienso que estoy bien, pero llego aquí y comienzo a sentir la presencia de Dios. Y estoy hablando ahí mismo, sabiendo, ¿sabes qué? Me hace falta estar en los cultos. Me hace falta estar en la presencia de mis hermanos. Porque yo no sentía que estaba ahí resfriado, pero llega ahí, hermanos, poquitito. No tiene que ver si es mucho poquito, pero algo está entrando, hermanos. Es necesario para mí estar aquí plantado en la casa de Dios. That's for me. I don't know about you, but that's for me. Amen. But I'm sure it's a thing, same thing applies to you. Amen. La misma cosa se aplica a todos, hermanos. Yo sé que así me siento yo, pero yo creo, hermanos, que todos nos debemos de sentir así. Es necesario estar ahí en la casa de Dios. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ahí en Mateo 19, 16, hermanos. Mateo 19, 16. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Gabe mentioned this the other day. I want to talk about it along with this. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Los mandatos. Saul could have used that. You know, Saul could have used that because he's like, just follow the instructions. Amen. Do it the way it says. You're not going to have no problems if you just do it the way it says. Hazle caso a lo que Dios manda, hermanos. Y todo va a salir mejor, amen. Verse 18. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Verse 19. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 20. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Sounded good. Se oye bien, hermano. Todo lo que me has mencionado ahí, lo he hecho. Lo he hecho. Young people, I was thinking about you a little bit. Young people, especially the ones that go to the school here. You might be justifying yourself because you're, you know, in an academy that's church-based and all that stuff. But I hear that some of your talking isn't appropriate. And you know what I'm talking about. It's disrespectful. It's not right. It doesn't matter how simple it is to how, no, 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 it's not godly. And y'all better listen. We did that for a reason for you guys to benefit. So you wouldn't have to listen to that stuff in the public schools. And so respect that, or we'll take it away. Because I'm not going to tolerate it. Because we're making a sacrifice for you guys. And it deserves to be respected. So you can't say that, oh, I've been a Christian all my life. And that thing, you think that's already good. I hear something. I hear something, young people. Well, what's that I hear? Oh, I hear things that are inappropriate. Oh, I hear fighting and arguing. Oh, is that godly? Come on, young people. Yeah, it got quiet now. That's like, woo, I got everybody turning against me now. Woo!
I don't know why I even went there, but I went there. But it's good. You all need it. Amen. We all need it. Amen. But man, I tell you what, if you, I see you guys singing up there. And that's, I mean, like, that's good. But you know what? You better know your words. And you better have God in your heart. Because those, so you're going to be, you guys don't know yet. But one day you're going to encounter the desert. And you're going to know, you might think you've touched it and you've been on the outskirts of it. But when you become an adult and you get thrown out there to the world to be your own person, amen, you'll find out. Amen. You'll find out what it's all about. It's all about. And it ain't easy. You think it's hard now? Phew. I would love to be you. I would love to be you. Because you have it easy. I'm not trying to minimize your problems, but I'm telling you what, you have no idea what's waiting for you. So you start down. So this guy, he's thinking, oh, I'm good. Oh, I honor my mother and father. You guys can't even say that. So forget that one. Okay. But you know, you could say all those things. He was like, he was all pumped up. Oh man, I'm the guy here. What else do I gotta do, huh? Next verse. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, who doesn't want to be perfect? Si quieres ser perfecto, porque ya estaba pensando, okay, estás pensando que eres algo, pero te voy a. Okay. Go and sell that thou hast and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Why have you been doing all those other things? Because I want to go to heaven, right? ¿Por qué has hecho todo lo, de niño? ¿Por qué has hecho todo esto? ¿Le está tirando algo ahí para pensar? Porque querías llegar al cielo. His goal has been apparently to go to heaven from the day one, from when he was a kid. That's why he said, since I was a baby, I've been doing this stuff. Okay, so you know what? Go and sell everything, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. That sounds like the best thing ever. Es la mejor invitación de todo, hermanos. Lo máximo. Lo máximo está allí, hermanos. Pero Cristo ya sabía su corazón. Como sabe mucho de nuestros corazones, hermanos. God knew his heart already. Like he knows a lot of our hearts. And that's why he's talking to us this morning. Praise God. Amen. Don't be sad, but praise him that he's talking to you this morning. Amen, hermanos. Dale gracias a Dios que nos está hablando esta mañana. Amen. Praise the Lord. Versículo 22, hermanos. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Se volteó, hermanos, y se fue de ahí. De la presencia, de todo lo que le estaba ofreciendo, lo máximo que le estaba ofreciendo, hermanos. Se volteó y se fue. Dios nos está ofreciendo lo máximo. Una vida eterna. Una vida llena de paz, de gozo, de fe. De todo, hermanos, lo máximo. Y estamos ahí. Quiero, pero como que no quiero. Me gusta mi trabajo, me gusta esto, me gusta. Como me da miedo. O me voy, no, mejor no aquí. Me voy a otro lugar donde no predican eso. Porque no me conviene. ¡Sí te conviene! ¡Sí te conviene, hermanos! You might say to yourself, man, what a crazy guy to do that. No, we're doing it today. Right now, some of you struggle to come to church. Right? Some of you struggle to be obedient. I do. And God says, do you want it or not, Lorenzo? Do you? Because if you do, then get it together. Because you're acting like you don't want it. You're acting like you don't appreciate what I have for you. I'm promising you eternity. I'm promising you a relationship. A relationship. Come and follow me. I'm promising you that. And you're saying, I got to think about that. Whew, man, that's crazy, huh? Qué locura, hermanos. Pero lo metemos a eso. So queremos, pero no queremos. We want, but we don't really want. And we got to decide that we want. Amen, hermanos. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14, 25. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of, God is in, I'm sorry, is in you of a truth. Now look, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. Lo que está en nuestro corazón, hermanos, salen, hermanos. Salen. Nosotros estamos pensando que no se miran, no saben. Hermano, Saúl estaba ahí pensando que todo estaba bien, pero se salió, hermanos. Se manifestó lo que tenía en su corazón. Estaba tratando de agarrar al hombre y no a Dios. Es lo que estaba haciendo. Pensando que estaba agarrando los dos. Y no puede ser, hermanos. I mean, he thought he was gratifying God and man. That's what Saul was trying to do. He's like, you know what? I'm good here. It was manifested that, you know what? You can't serve two masters. You got to serve God. Amen. And it all comes out, hermanos. Todo sale, hermanos. Praise the Lord. Y tenemos que saber eso. Que todo va a salir a luz en un tiempo. Segunda de Samuel 12:1, hermanos. Hallelujah. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him, and said to him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds. Verse 3. But the poor man had nothing, save one little lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him. And with his children, it did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. Amen. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Amen, hermanos. And it goes, and Nathan said unto David, thou art that man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you the king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. David, hermanos, iba a hacer pecado, hermanos. Y trató de ahí cubrir el pecado. Y estaba ahí de escondidas y esto y lo otro, hermanos. Y él estaba ciego de todo eso. He was blind. David had gotten blind to the things that he was doing. It's possible. Es posible, hermanos. Es posible llegar a ese estado que ya no ni sabes, hermanos, el tan grave que está el pecado en tu vida. So, ahí a Nathan le está platicando esa historia, hermanos, y se le entra coraje a David. ¿Quién es este hombre? ¿Quién es este hombre que ha hecho esto? Pues, eres tú. Tú eres ese hombre. What? That's hard. I believe he was angry. It says he was angry. But his darkness was so overwhelming, he didn't even know it was him. You could be sitting right there, and the word could be talking to you, and be saying, I'm good. Whoever's not listening to God right now, boy, I tell you what, man, you better get your act together. And God's saying, hello, knock, knock. Is anybody inside? Because you're not knowing that God's trying to talk to you. Porque aquí, hermano, los pega a nosotros porque estamos ahí pensando, ah, yo estoy bien con Dios y esto y lo otro, y estás ahí, ahí justificándote, y nada te está, la palabra no está llegando ahí. Y estás pensando, ah, eso le queda a mi suegra, eso le queda a mi esposo, eso le queda a la hermana ella, porque ya sé cómo es. Y Dios dice, hello, te estoy tratando de hablarte y no estás haciendo caso. Es para ti, porque eso nos queda a todos, hermanos. Nos cubre a todos, porque el humano, hermano, siempre está fijándose en los demás. Es común, hermanos. Aquí David, hermanos, él estaba en medio de todo ese pecado, hermanos. Estaba todo lleno de sangre, hermanos. A mí, lo mandó al esposo de esa mujer, hermano, lo mandó para que muriera, hermanos. Lo causó la muerte de él. Tuvo relaciones con una mujer que ya estaba casada. Era un desastre, hermanos. Y él estaba ahí con la sangre. ¿Quién es? Y pues eres tú. Ahí, miras esa sangre. He was full of sin. Covered in blood. He prepared the death of the husband of the wife he was having an affair with. He prepared that. He made it happen. And so he didn't even connect the dots. It's me. We don't connect the dots sometimes. And we got to open our eyes. Examine yourself. Where are you with God? What are you doing for God? Are you listening to God? Are you being obedient to God? I mean, we gotta get to that point. Tenemos que llegar al punto de hacerle caso a Dios. Amén, hermano. Porque no, para nosotros en ese momento, hermano, que alguien nos dice, pues eres tú. Tú eres el problema. Amén, hermanos. Praise the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. He had done so much for him. Iba hecho mucho, hermanos, y no le hizo caso. No, se olvidó, hermanos. Ahí está el nieto, hermanos, batallando. Vamos a orar por Zion. Amén. I've done a bad thing, hermanos. Lo ha chiflado mucho, hermanos, y ya entiendo que es mi culpa. Okay? So for those of you thinking that, it's my fault. Okay? Lucas 8:17, hermanos. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither anything hid that thou shalt not be known and come abroad. So a todos va a salir, hermanos. David estaba ahí pensando, no, todo está bien, nadie se va a dar cuenta, ya tengo un plan que todo va a estar, todo, no hay problema. Con esto voy a componer todo. Llegó a matando un hombre más para tratar de componer el problema. Y Dios dice, hey, todo va a salir luz. Yo sé todo. I know everything. Everything's going to come to light. It came to light. Amén, hermanos. So, acuérdense, hermanos. Te puedes estar ahí siendo como que aparentando algo, hermanos. Pero Dios sabe, hermanos. Dios sabe. Y el que se está haciendo el daño, eres tú mismo. The one doing the harm is you yourself. You can go ahead and play along and stuff. And this was, man, yes, I was thinking about this last night for me. It's like, man, how can you ever get up there and preach? Because, man, you're no good. You know, because you feel unworthy. But I know that I got to always strive. Amen. I gotta fight through it. Escuchando esa palabra, hermano, me pega a mí también, hermano. Estaba ahí, hijo. Yo sé con lo que yo batallo, hermano. Yo sé los pensamientos a veces, lo que yo paso. Estoy pensando, hijo, que yo se den cuenta los hermanos. Me van a juzgar entre ellos. Pero Dios ya lo sabe. So tengo que componer esas cosas. You know, I'm like, oh, wow. I hope Brother Joe never finds out what I think about him. I'm just playing, brother. But you know what? I mean, it's like, but God says, hey, I know it all already. So come on, get it together. Fix your stuff. Amen. Matthew 6:23, hermanos. Hallelujah. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Saul, he thought he was good. Saul estaba pensando que estaba bien, pero la oscuridad iba a entrar en su vida, ¿no? Y ya no miraba que no estaba honrando, que no estaba haciendo la palabra de Dios. No le estaba haciendo caso a la palabra de Dios. Se estaba justificando. Ya su estado de pensar ya no estaba bien, hermanos. Y eso nos pasa y nos puede pasar a un punto, hermano, que si no haces algo para cambiar eso, mueres. Y ahora nada te gusta. Ya estás molestado con todo, hermano. Los hermanos ya no quieres venir porque todo te está ahí molestando en una forma mala. Hablando de, vamos a decir, de los que están aquí, amen, hermano. I'm talking about, like, you one example is that you start to let that come in, you know, and then, you know, before you know it, coming to church bothers you. Oh, you know what? I don't like those guys. I can't stand G, the way he sings that guitar, the way he plays that guitar. I can't stand. Every little thing bothers you. I can't. Look at the way you guys have that chord. I cannot stand that chord. Can you get a different color chord? I don't like the way you're sitting, Brandon. It bothers me. Everything starts to bother you. Lily, I don't like the way you're brushing your hair. I can't. If you don't fix it, I'm not coming here no more. Everything starts to bother you. Lo más pequeña cosa te comienza a molestar. Ya no quiero ir porque no me gusta cómo se visten. No me gusta cómo hablan. Nunca me saludan. Ahí estamos ahí buscando achaque, razón para salirte. Y lo que debes de hacer, de hacerle caso a la palabra de Dios. A tolerar, amar, perdonar. Es la palabra de Dios. ¿Qué pasó con los frutos del Espíritu Santo? Oh, no, 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 en este caso no. ¿Cómo, Saúl? ¿Cómo? I can't do it because, no, no, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, not here, Brother Renzo, no. I don't need to tolerate her. She knows better. I don't really love him. He should have done that. On and on, you can find it. And so, well, what happened here, Saul? Because I'm now you're Saul. What happened here? Now you're manipulating the word to fit your way of thinking? No. Do the word to the T. Amen. A cumplir la palabra hasta la meta, hermano. A mí todo, hermano, completamente, hermano. Si dice que amar tu enemigo, ama tu enemigo. Puede ser tu esposo, puede ser tu esposa, no sé. Pero ama tu enemigo. I know. It could be your wife one day in the morning. You know, you're having a bad day. It's like, my enemy right now is my wife. And brother, you're the champ, brother. Don't push it. Don't push it. But there's moments, right, Brother James? I'm sure there's moments that you ain't seeing eye to eye. All right. And God says to you, hey, love him. Tolerate him. Forgive her. Treat her like that queen. Not right now. Oh, no. Ain't no right now. Come on, do it. Amen. What are you prolonging it for? Why are you holding it back? You're holding back the blessing? Oh, not right now. I don't want to be close to you right now, God. I'm going to walk away. Oh, come on. I know you don't want that. Right? Amen. So that's why you got to say, no, I'm not listening to that fleshly man anymore. Amen. I'm listening to the spiritual man. Says, you know what? I want to walk with you, God. I want to feel your presence. Hallelujah. I want to touch you, Lord. I want to touch you, Lord. And things change. It changes. Cambian las cosas, hermanos. Porque vamos a pasar por esas cosas. Es imposible que no vamos a chocar, hermanos. Y más los esposos y las esposas, hermanos. Va a haber momentos que no vamos a ver las cosas ojo a ojo, hermanos. Pero esos momentos es cuando se practica la palabra de Dios, hermanos. Ok, tengo que amar en ese momento. Ay, no. No le voy a hacer a esos franquillos como les gusta. Le voy a poner mucha sal para que se le... No, hazlo con más amor, más cariño. Y vas a ver cómo las cosas van a cambiar. Van a cambiar. Pero no, la carne está caliente, hermano. Yeah, I know. Pero si te acercas a Dios, si buscas la presencia de Dios, hacerle caso a la palabra de Dios, las cosas van a cambiar en tu casa. Y vas a sentir el calor de Dios en tu vida. Vas a sentir el amor de Dios. Y ese amor se va a enseñar a su esposa, a sus hijos, a tu esposo. Va a cambiar la cosa, hermanos. It's going to change in your life. Because once you're that close to God, man, you feel that love from God, and it's going to spread out to your family. And to your brothers and sisters. And you're going to have the ability, man, to forgive those who sin against you, who go against you. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Can you imagine having that kind of ability? It's possible. Imagínense, hermano, cuando estaba en la cruz, perdónalos, porque no saben lo que hacen. Oh, a llegar a ese estado, hermanos. Es lo que quiere Dios de nosotros, hermanos. Ay, no queremos. Hay momentos que no, ahorita no. Pero, hermanos, si puedes llegar a ese estado, hermano, vas a andar sobre las aguas, hermanos. Amén, le vas a decir a esa montaña, muévete, y se va a mover, hermanos.
Amen. Van a pasar cosas maravillosas en tu vida. I tell you what, you can get to that state in your life, you're going to walk on water. I'm not talking going out there and walking on that pond. I'm talking about walking over those problems, those things, those struggles. You're going to say, you know what, not today. And you're going to just walk all over it. It's like, you know what? You're going to tell that mountain, you know what, mountain, get out of my way. And it's going to move out of your way. Amen. You're going to have that power because God's going to give it to you because you and him are close together. Amen, hermanos. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to have is the closeness of God in our lives. Tenemos que estar cerca de Dios, hermanos, y vamos a tener victoria. Amen, hermanos. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:10. It says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. He's revealed to us today what might be in us. Nos ha revelado, hermanos, lo que a lo mejor está en nosotros. Ahora, a lo mejor algo te ha tocado, hermanos, y Dios te ha revelado eso esta mañana. Y gracias a Dios por eso. Amén, hermanos. For the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. A lo mejor no querías a tocar esa parte de tu corazón donde estaba esa cosa ahí escondidita, pero Dios te dijo, cuchi, cuchi, cuchi. No, 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 no. Cuchi, cuchi, cuchi. Ahí tienes coraje. Ahí tienes mentira. Ahí tienes odio. Cuchi, cuchi, cuchi. Hallelujah, yeah. Gracias a Dios. Porque yo estaba pensando que estaba bien. Pero todo bien mal. So you know why you're over there like, you know, guys like saying to you, oh, guess what? I found that little, because I don't know what he touched this morning, but maybe he touched a little anger that's in there. A little hatred that's in there. You're doing a little tickling and say, hey, that's you. I'm talking to you. Anger that's there, deep, buried deep down inside that nobody sees, but you know it's there. Come on. He says, kuchi, kuchi, kuchi. Come on, get it cleaned up. Amen. Because the Spirit searches your heart. Amen. He's doing you a favor. Don't look at this as a bad thing. This is a good thing. He loves you that much to say, hey, I want you to go to the next level. And the only way to get the next level is to go and get these things out of you. Hallelujah. Te ama tanto Dios, hermanos, que te dice ahí, mira, te voy a revelar esas cosas porque quiero que llegues a otro nivel. Porque ya estás ahí estancado y estás batallando con los mismos problemas, pero aquí está algo que te está ahí deteniendo. Pero si quitas esas cosas de tu vida, vas a subir a otro nivel. Y de ahí vas a seguir subiendo si comienzas a hacerle caso a mi palabra. Gloria a Dios, amén. Qué placer que Dios nos está hablando esta mañana, hermanos. Qué amor tan grande, hermanos, amén. Si dices ahí, no siento la presencia de Dios, estoy en un desierto ahorita. ¿Sabes qué, hermanos? Ahorita Dios te está hablando. Debes de sentir la presencia de Dios en tu vida. ¿No estás en un desierto? ¿Estás donde los ríos de agua viva están corriendo, hermanos? Hallelujah. You're not in a desert. You might be saying you're in a desert. I don't feel the presence of God. I don't feel God talking to me. You know what? He's talking to you because the rivers of living water. You're not in a desert. You're here where the rivers of living water flow. The rivers of life. When you're planted by the river, you're not going to wither. You're not going to dry up. You're going to have power that you never thought you had power to overcome the things that you thought were impossible. But he's saying, coochie, coochie. You still got anger. You still got hatred. You still got a short temper. Oh, that's the way I've always been. You don't have to be like that anymore. You got to stop yourself. Hey, I'm getting angry. I'm going to calm down. I don't want to be that person. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to do the right things here because that's what God wants me. It's not about what's in my DNA anymore because your DNA should be the Holy Spirit. Amen, hermanos? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But let's see, read it one more time. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The word is the Spirit. Amen, hermanos? For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Amen, hermanos? Amen. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. God knows us, hermanos. Dios sabe, hermanos, lo que está entre nosotros. Amen. He knows it. If we got the Holy Spirit in us, it's going to show us. The human man can't identify the godly things. Amen. It only sees the ungodly things. Amen. But God, when you're in the Spirit, God shows you, hey, no, 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 no.
It's like, you know, most kids, that's all they hear, like Zion, use that example, hears no a lot. And that's how we are with God. We hear no a lot. Don't be bad about it. Be thankful. Because he says, your flesh wants to do something else, but I'm going to tell you no to that. Muchas veces, hermano, porque como los niños escuchan las palabras o la palabra no mucho. No, 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 ahí puro no. Y ahí no estamos nosotros, hermanos. Dios está ahí, no. Quiero hacer eso, no. Quiero hacer eso, no. Porque nos está corrigiendo, nos dice, no, ya paran de ser, tienen que ser las cosas de Dios, no las cosas de la carne. Eso te va a meter en problemas. No toques ahí la estufa porque está caliente. ¡Ay! Te dije que no, pero no hiciste caso. Ahora, te quemaste los dedos. Vamos a hacerle caso a Dios para no quemarnos las manos, hermanos. Amen. Let's listen to the word of God so we don't burn our fingers. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove yourselves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Examine yourselves whether ye be in faith. Examinarte si estás en la fe, hermanos. ¿Estás haciendo caso a la palabra de Dios? ¿Estás trabajando para mejorar? Es un proceso, yo entiendo eso, hermanos. Pero si no estás peleando, si no estás adquiriendo a luchar, eso es un problema. Pero si estás peleando para mejorar todos los días, gloria a Dios, hermanos. Dios te va a dar la manera de tener victoria. Pero si estás ahí ya vencido, sin pelear, pues examinarte, hermanos. ¿Cómo estás? ¿En qué estado estás? Pídele a Dios, hermanos, que te revele. Si estás ahí batallando, hermanos, o que si te ha revelado algo, que te ponga ese deseo en tu corazón para limpiar esas cosas y quitarte de esas cosas. Ask God if he's revealed to you this morning something that's in your heart that shouldn't be in your heart. Ask God to remove it from your life. This is a conversation between you and him. Have that conversation. Ask him to remove it from you if he's revealed it to you. Because you got to examine yourself. Am I doing what God is wanting me to do? Am I gratifying God? Because if you're doing it halfway, so he lost his kingdom. You're not going to be a king anymore. Because you have not listened to the word of God. Amen, hermanos. Amen. So, Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? El corazón es el más engañoso de todas las cosas, hermanos. Porque el corazón te está hablando allí. Hey, estás bien. Hey. Estás peleando la buena lucha y te está ahí justificando. Estás ahí pensando, oh, estoy bien. Como Saúl, hermanos. Estaba pensando que estaba bien mal. Y el corazón está ahí, hermanos, te está hablando, hey, no, está todo bien, no te preocupes. Ahí estás, esto, otro. Es que así no eres. No, no le haces caso al corazón. Hazle caso a la palabra de Dios. Amén. El más engañoso de todas las cosas. No está hablando de este, no está hablando de esto, hermano. Está hablando de la mente, el corazón del hombre, hermano. He's not talking about the beating heart. He's talking about this. It's the most deceitful thing above all things. There's nothing else more deceitful. So guess what? Your heart, my heart, is the most deceitful thing that I have to deal with. Oh, Brother Gabriel mentioned the other day, the devil's sitting out there saying, you know, they're crying out there. He goes, they're blaming me for everything. No, I start with you. Because your heart is the one that starts it. El corazón, nosotros somos el problema, hermanos. Tenemos que saber eso y pelear. Y no estás ahí con tus pensamientos, tus opiniones. Métete en la palabra de Dios. Don't get in there with your own ideas and your own thoughts. Get into the word of God. What does God tell me? My heart wants me to do this, but what does God tell me to do? And if those two things don't line up, then don't do the heart. Amen. Do what God's telling you to do. Amen. No le hagas caso al corazón, hermano, porque es el más engañoso de todas las cosas. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Segunda de Crónicas 7:14, hermanos. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. We will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
si te humilles esta mañana, hermanos, y le pides y le buscas a Dios con todo tu corazón, te va a escuchar tu voz. Y te va a hacer un cambio en tu vida, hermanos. Pero tienes que pedirle a Dios. If you will humble yourself and acknowledge that you have those things in you that don't belong in you, God is telling you this morning, I'm going to forgive you your sins. And I'm going to heal your land. I'm going to heal all the junk that you got going on. It's a two-way street. The religious world says, hey, God just gave it to you and he loves you unconditionally. That's not accurate. He does love us unconditionally, but there's a two-way street. Amen. You got to seek him and he'll be found. Amen. You got to draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. There's a compromise here that we got to make. Muchos quieren decir, pues Dios es amor y no tengo que ser nada. No, hermano, tienes que humillarte. Tienes que humillarte en los pies de Dios, hermano, y a buscar su presencia, hermanos. You got to kneel in front of God and you got to look for his presence. And he'll forgive you and he'll heal your land. Amen. Psalms 51:1, hermanos. Salmos 51:1. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, that will not despise. When you come to God broken, and I'm talking, that's when I'm talking about humble. No more fighting you. God can't reject it. He can't do it. I mean, that's like, I gotta do it. I gotta forgive him. I gotta love him. Qué bonito, no más. Si quieres una cosa, hermanos, de Dios, que él no puede rechazar, hermanos, es un corazón quebrado, hermanos. Un espíritu ahí que dice, yo soy pecador, yo soy eso, yo no merezco nada. Dios dice, no tengo nada, pero más a amar mi hijo. Porque tiene un corazón dispuesto de entender que ha hecho un mal. Pero si estás ahí, no creo, o no quiero. Dios dice, ok, tampoco yo, no puedo tocar eso. Pero hermano, si haces eso esta mañana, hermano, vas a ver un cambio en tu vida. Esas cadenas que tienes puestas se van a hacer rompidas, hermanos. Ese problema que tienes en tu vida se va a ser ahí quitado, hermanos. Pero tienes que darle todo a Cristo. You got to give it all to God. Because if you give it all to God this morning, I'll tell you what, those chains could get ripped off this morning. Amen. That problem can be removed from your life. But you got to come with a broken heart, a broken spirit, saying, you know what, God, I'm not good enough. I'm not deserving, but I need you, God. I need you in my life. Amen, hermanos. And you'll see that you'll have victory in the name of Jesus. Amen, hermanos. 1 Corinthians 3:14, with this we're going to end. I'm going to ask Brother Gabriel, hermano Servando, hermano, se pueden pasar. I'm going to ask you guys, we're going to pray. I mean, we're going to pray this morning. We're going to lay hands. Vamos a poner manos esta mañana, hermanos. Los que quieran, hermanos, si están ahí, hermanos, teniendo un problema, hermanos. Una cosa que los está atacando, hermanos. Si tienen una cosa que ya después de examinarte ahí, estás viendo que tienes coraje todavía, tienes esos problemas, ese pecado, le vamos a orar esta mañana para que esas cadenas sean rompidas. Amén, hermanos. Vamos a creer con todo nuestro corazón. I believe with all my heart. The word of God says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That's God. Ese mismo ayer, hoy, por los siglos, hermanos. Ese mismo Dios, hermanos, que allí, hermanos, le dio vida a Lázaro, hermanos. Ese mismo Dios que anduvo sobre las aguas, que calmó la tempestad, hermanos. Ese mismo Dios está aquí esta mañana, hermanos. Ese mismo Dios puede hacer los milagros, hermanos. Si estás ahí con un problema, Dios está listo, hermanos, para darte la salida, hermanos. God is here this morning to give you the out. Amen. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Saul, from the point he left and went to Amalek, there's a point there somewhere where he forgot the doctrine. Somewhere in between the battle, maybe the adversity, the stress, you know, because we go through that. You know, somewhere we lose our focus and our direction, and the doctrine isn't like it should have been. So somewhere between now and the time he returned, he forgot all that. And he got away from the doctrine. Maybe you've strayed away from the doctrine a little bit, and you're not where you're supposed to be.
God says, hold on to it. Take hold of it and believe. Because if you're on the doctrine, hermanos, there's nothing that's going to move you. Amen, hermanos. Si estás ahí sobre la roca, hermanos, no te va a poder mover nada, hermanos. Vamos a ponernos a pie, hermanos, or where we stand. I'm going to ask those who desire a change in their life to pass to the front, amen. I'm going to ask Brother Gabriel, Brother Servando, to pass up. Les voy a pedir, hermanos, que alguien que ahí, hermanos, están pidiendo, hermanos, que Dios les cambie. Dios les ayude, hermanos. Algo, un problema que están teniendo, una cosa que están pasando, que Dios te llama para darles la victoria, amen. A someternos a la palabra de Dios. Let's humble ourselves to the word of God this morning, amen, hermanos. Let's trust that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the name of Jesus, amen, hermanos. Vamos a confiar en eso, hermanos. Amen. Quieren esas paredes que caigan en el nombre de Jesucristo, lo creemos esta mañana, hermanos. If you believe, I believe that those walls of Jericho, like the way they fell there, can fall today. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. I believe that the same God lives today. Amen. I believe that those enemies that are attacking you and are ready to go after you, the same enemies will be destroyed when you give it all to God. Amen. Why don't we bow our heads? Brother Servando, hermano Gabriel, I'm going to comenzar a orar. I'm going to start praying too as well here. Lord, we come before giving you thanks, Jesus, for everything that you do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to hear your word this morning, Jesus. And for each and every one of us, Lord, those who have come up to the front, Lord, and are desiring a change, Lord, are desiring an impact in their life, Lord Jesus, I ask you in your name, Jesus, to help these people this morning, Lord, my brothers and sisters, Lord, who are in the middle of a fight, Lord, who have been revealed this morning that there's something in their life that's holding them back, Lord, from gratifying you, Lord Jesus. They might feel and might have felt before they got here this morning, Lord, that they were gratifying you, Lord, like Saul did. He felt like he was in a good place with you. But in reality, Lord, he was not. He was far from you, Jesus. He wasn't appeasing you. He wasn't gratifying you, Lord Jesus. And if you've revealed that to us this morning, to my brothers and sisters, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to anoint them with the Holy Spirit, Jesus, with strength and with courage, Jesus, to believe that all things are possible with you, Lord Jesus. That nothing, Lord, but nothing can remove them from your hands, Lord, if they commit to you completely, Lord, and giving you, Lord, all the obedience, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, if we're struggling with those things. Help us, Lord, to be those fighters that you've called us to be, Jesus, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in the morning. Help us, Lord, to be desiring, Lord, of your presence, Lord, to come to you, Lord. And when you tell us, follow me, Lord, that we follow you, Lord Jesus, and that we don't walk away from you, but we stay close to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your word this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder, Lord, of the fleshly struggles that we have, of the battles that we're having, Lord, daily, Lord Jesus, that sometimes might blind us, Lord, might take us away from your presence, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that precious word, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that ability, Lord, to see it this morning, Lord. I thank you for the revelation, Jesus, and I ask you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters this morning, Lord, to give them that desire, Lord, to remember, Lord, to examine themselves daily. And if sin is creeping up, Lord, if sin has worked its way in there, Lord, and trying to rob them, Lord, from the salvation that you've promised them, Lord, I ask you in this name, Jesus, to rebuke it. Take it away from their lives, Lord. Remind them, Lord, of the precious word, Lord, today, Jesus, that they may know that they need to follow you to the letter, Jesus. Recuerda, mis hermanos, Dios, te damos muchas gracias por tu palabra esta mañana, Dios. Ha sido para cada uno de nosotros, nos cae y nos queda a cada uno de nosotros esta mañana. Y te doy gracias por los que han pasado a buscar, se han revelado algo en las vidas de ellos, pero te pido, Dios, que los toques, que les ayudes, sácales esas cosas que tienen, que los están molestando allí, los están cazando, que no hagan tu voluntad. Ayúdales, Dios, para tener la victoria. Te pedimos esta mañana que salgan de aquí victoriosos, listos para pelear la buena batalla, con ese deseo, con ese querer de no caer, pero seguir adelante peleando y siempre buscando tu presencia, Dios. Ahí entran los problemas, vienen las cosas y los quieren robar de tu presencia. Se nos olvida de tu palabra, las promesas, Dios. Ayúdanos para no olvidarnos de esas cosas, pero seguir adelante buscando tu presencia, buscando el amor, el cariño, el deseo de dar tu presencia, Dios. Ayúdanos, Dios, para hacer tu voluntad, Dios. Help us, Lord, to do your will, but the troubles when they come, Jesus, and chaos is surrounding us, Lord, that we may not forget, Lord, that we may not forget your doctrine, that we may rely heavily on your word, Jesus, that you haven't forsaken us and you haven't left us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Then we thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of us, Lord. I ask you for the young people, Lord.
I ask you, Lord, that there's no question that they had to hear it loud and clear to clean up their act, Lord, when it comes to conversations, when it comes to behavior, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to help rebuke them, Lord, when those thoughts are in their head, that they may remember, Lord, that if they're going to be close to you, they have to be wanting to do your will at all moments, at all times, Lord. Take away bad ideas. Take away bad conversation from their lips, Lord Jesus. Remove those things so that they may be those people that you've called them to be, Lord. Untouched by the world, Lord, faithful to you, Lord Jesus, and able to overcome the problems that come and try to knock them down and rob them from the joy that you have for them, Jesus. They're precious and they're blessed, Lord Jesus. Help them to remember how precious they are and how blessed they are, Jesus, that they may not take into disregard the things that you've done for them, Lord, the things that you're doing for them and the things that you're going to do for them, Lord Jesus. That they may remember, Lord, that you're such a faithful God and a good God and you have marvelous things planned for them. But don't let them contaminate themselves with negative thoughts, Lord, with arguments, with disrespect, with conversations, Lord, that are not becoming of a godly person. Words, Lord, that don't belong in the church and in the mouth of a Christian, Jesus. They can't come out from the same well sweet and sour water. It's got to come out sweet from us, Lord Jesus. Help us to remember those things. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. Thank you for the rebuking, Lord. Thank you for the reminder, Jesus, of where we might have stepped away from the truth, Jesus. Te damos gracias, Dios, por el recuerdo. Por anunciando, ahí diciéndonos otra vez de las cosas donde hemos fallado, Dios, donde estamos fallando. Te damos gracias por tu palabra, Dios. Sabemos que nos amas. Vienen esas palabras para un recuerdo de dónde hemos caído, Dios. Son poquitas, podemos decir, hay poquitas cambios en nuestra vida, pero con eso es suficiente. Si no te estamos agradando, no estamos en tu presencia, Dios. If we're not gratifying you, Lord, we're not in your presence. Saul thought he was gratifying you, Lord. We see that today. He thought he was doing something good for you, but at the end of the day, he was doing totally opposite, Lord. And you weren't moved by it. You weren't appreciating any of it because it was not what you had called them to do. And when we're not doing your will, Jesus, when we're not doing what you've called us to do, Lord, we're not gratifying you, Lord. Help us to remember that, Jesus. I ask you for each and every one of us, Lord. Each and every one. Te pido para todos los que están aquí en frente de Dios. I ask you, Lord, just to bless them, Jesus. Bless them with that courage. Bless them with victory, Jesus. I ask you for each and every one of my brothers. I love them, Lord. I just desire the maximum experience for them, Lord. Los amo tanto, Dios, y quiero lo máximo para ellos. Que puedan sentir ese calor, esa victoria, ese amor que tienes para cada uno de nosotros. I want us to feel your presence, Jesus. I want us to feel your warmth, Lord. In those moments where we feel separated, where we feel dry, where we feel scared, I want us to know that you're there, Jesus. Bless each and every one of us this morning, Lord, to be those people that you've called us to be, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord. I ask you to forgive me for my transgressions, Lord. I ask you to help me to be that person you've called me to be, Lord. And not to think that I'm gratifying you, Lord, because I spend time studying to come here to bring your word. That's not enough, Lord. I know that if I'm not doing everything, it's not equivalent, Lord, to what you've called me to do and to be. It falls for all of us, Jesus. I ask you for the group, Lord, to touch their hearts, Lord, to bless them, Lord Jesus, with a desire to serve you, Lord Jesus. Not because they're here playing is enough, Lord. I know that. Put that in their heart that it's not enough just to come here and sacrifice time. They have to be desiring to please you, Lord, at all times. To be there, Lord, fighting the good fight for you, Lord Jesus, so that they could be those people, Lord, to sing and to play in a different way, Jesus, in a way that's anointed, Lord, in a way that's powerful, Lord, in a way where the enemy gets confused. I can only imagine that day when Jehoshaphat appointed those singers, Jesus, and those musicians, and they started to play. And they started to sing, Lord, the power of singing and desiring, Lord, your presence, Lord. How it must have felt and to see those enemies being destroyed, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those stories of remembering us, Lord. And for those for us, Lord, to know that those things can happen to us today, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. For each and every one of us, Lord, I ask this all in your name, Jesus Christ. Te lo pido para cada uno de nosotros, Dios Jesucristo, en tu nombre te lo pido. y nos vamos a ir de aquí sabiendo que has hecho algo en nuestras vidas. We're going to leave here this morning knowing that you've done something in our lives, Lord. In your name, Jesus, I profess it, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we take it, Jesus. In your name, Jesus, we're going to take it, Jesus Christ, and we're going to grab hold of it. Amen. We're going to grab hold of that blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask this all in your name, Jesus Christ, and give you thanks. Amen. 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 Amen, hermanos. Hallelujah. I tell you what. We serve a mighty God. And he's it's unexplainable. No se puede explicar, hermano. Yo no soy suficiente. No puedo explicar tan grande que tan bueno es Dios. I don't have the words. My vocabulary isn't diverse enough. Isn't big enough. And I don't think anybody's is. I tell people all the time, if I could, you know, you might have heard it, if I could paint a picture to show how I feel about God and how great he is, I couldn't do it. If the most famous artists, you know, whoever that would be, go out there, they couldn't do it. God is that big, that wonderful, that amazing, that you can't explain it. But if you grab a hold of him, you're going to know that you have hold of something special. Amen, hermanos. God bless you, hermanos. I'm going to ask the group to sing a song, amen. And just let's praise the Lord this morning, amen. Pastor Len, the young. Amen, hallelujah. God bless you, hermanos. We just keep on fighting, amen. Vamos a seguir peleando la buena batalla, hermanos. Buscando la presencia de Dios en todo, amen, hermanos. Y vamos a ver las cadenas que van a ser rompidas, amen. God bless you all.